It's time to take this game into overtime.
The official podcast
of the Average Joe's Sports Show
on 90.9 The Light Sports
for our generation.
It is time now for the final battle. And I started the week, I was kind of like, yeah, you know, we're not going to have a lot to talk about. But as always, stupid people do stupid things. And we're going to talk about, starting first with Enos Kanter. And look, I don't know the guy personally, but usually if you throw your arm into a chair, it's going to hurt. And he fractures his forearm, and he's out for 4 weeks. What a blow to the
after
Oklahoma
the
City
surgery,
Thunder.
After the surgery yesterday, it's 6 to 8 weeks, actually.
Right.
So he's out. And it's just, you know, it definitely is one of those things that just you think about their snap decisions and losing their cool for a second, and it's going to affect the rest of it. May affect his contract next year.
Honestly, he just didn't want to play with Westbrook.
He couldn't hit Westbrook, so he hit the chair, and the chair hit back.
Russell Westbrook is like that 5-year-old that just dribbles and just looks at the ball.
He's a guy that dribbles through everybody.
I still love watching him play, but.
Just pick your head up and realize, wow, I'm being triple teamed. There's teammates that are probably open. It's a miracle. All right, we're going to move on to something else really, really dumb. And I don't know where the heck this came from. But Shaq and Charles Barkley apparently have had it out each other, particularly for the past week. Shaq basically called out Charles Barkley because Charles Barkley has been criticizing the Warriors for teaming up and comparing a super team. And Shaq finally stood up and said something that we've all been thinking of. Hey, Chuck, when you won a ring, you teamed up for a super team, and that's the only way that you won one. So for me, Shaq, he's gone back to back. I mean, he had a super team as well. So
he ended all the conversation right there and said, what do you know about going back to back?
Because he hasn't. Chuck's won one ring.
Yeah.
So very good player at this time with the Sixers. But Chuck, you're probably losing a fight because Shaq's a human, like just is a giant man. And Charles Barkley is kind of just...
It is just a basketball. He's a round basketball.
He's a round mound and rebound. That's what they used to call him back in the day. So,
Advantage Shaq.
Advantage Shaq. Shaq Daddy. All right, I'll go with the Shaq this. NHL All-Star Game is this weekend. Haven't really talked about it. We do have a hockey podcast. I believe it's called The Gong Show. You can go and listen to that.
Johnny and Adam.
Andrew. Both two really good guys. And
they love their NHL.
Oh, yes, they love their NHL. No doubt about that. Andrew could talk it all day. Same with Johnny. The All-Star Game is this week, and I heard an interesting stat, guys. This is Sidney Crosby's third All-Star Game. He's been voted to a bunch of them, but he's never played in any of them. This is only his third game. How do you have your best player? Can you imagine if LeBron only played in 3 All-Star Games?
You know, he likes his time off, I guess, but good that he's playing in this one. I love that it's 3-on-3 now. I love that format. Opens up the field, the ice a lot more, and you get to see a lot more scoring. I love 3-on-3, and I'm glad Sidney Crosby's out there. Hopefully he doesn't complain too much about this one.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, I'm excited to see them all play, and I'm excited to see the 3-on-3 matchups and the different teams, the way that they have it set up for the different divisions. You know, it's kind of really cool because you see captains in each area, and of course Connor McDavid, who's the points leader, who's actually leading the NHL. He's the Pacific Division captain, and you've got players like Ryan Kessler from the Anaheim Ducks, who are going to be really exciting because they score a lot. They're really quick, and they also have a lot of really good stick handling skills. So it's going to be an extremely fun weekend of watching that. And normally, you know, NHL, I kind of wait until the postseason because that's when you get.
Well, they do a great job with the All-Star game.
But the All-Star game, I'm really looking forward to that.
If you're a fan of street hockey,
yeah,
this is a street hockey type of weekend for you, or as the Canadians call it, pond hockey.
Their skills challenge. Hockey. Their skills yes. challenge night. Is honestly the best night of any All-Star weekend, yes. in my opinion.
Well, it's right up there with the NBA. Of all 4 sports. It's right up there with the NBA, I'd have to say. You know, very interesting NHL All-Star weekend. Sidney Crosby, for all intents and purposes, will be there this weekend. Let's move on to 40-year-old Vince Carter. Man, he's still got it. I can't believe he's still in the league. He's with the Memphis Grizzlies. Memphis, man, just one of those teams that you just don't want to play because any time of night, they can sneak up on you and grab a W. But Vince Carter pulled out of his bag of tricks a 360 reverse layup. And if he could dunk, he probably would have dunked it.
I don't know if he can dunk right now.
Not right now, but... Can you imagine Vince Carter, like, just go do that blood spinning thing that Tom Brady did and come back and just put him in one more dunk contest.
Yeah.
Just see what he's got. You'd probably have to stretcher him off, but it would be worth it.
I would pay big money to see Vince Carter in another dunk contest.
Absolutely. I was talking to Thomas actually last night about it, and I used to play an NBA computer game back in like 2004, and all I would do is a dunk contest as Vince Carter back at the Raptors because he could do anything and everything I would ever want. It's just exciting to see he's still got passion for the game.
Tiger Woods misses the cut this weekend. Again, he comes back and announces that he has signed an agreement with TaylorMade, and I don't think this club situation is going to help him either way. I think he's done.
He's done.
I wish we could stop talking about him, but unfortunately, he's the only reason why I still watch golf.
Yeah, he's done.
You guys are crazy.
He's done.
He's done.
I couldn't disagree more, but that's cool.
He's done.
All right. Moving on to a couple of who you got. Kansas versus Kentucky. Kyle, who you got?
Kentucky.
Kansas.
I will take Kentucky. Super Bowl prediction. The three of us more than likely will not be on Saturday. I will be on Sunday. Special time, 4 to 6 p.m. Nothing personal. Right here on 90.9 The Light. Anyway, Super Bowl prediction, boys. Who you got?
Falcons.
Ooh.
Falcons. Ooh. Just because when everybody picks the Patriots, they end up losing.
You're that guy.
I'm that guy. Right.
I'm so confused. I actually have it going into overtime with the Patriots winning 42-45 field goal.
Whoa.
I will take the Patriots as well. My heart says Atlanta, but my head says New England. And 9 times out of 10, my head is better than my heart.
Let's hope this is that 10th time.
That's right.